Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We are one. We are one, one, one. With all that is, with all who hear, with all who listen. We invite you now to open your hearts and rest in the energy of peace and love, allowing the energy of Source to fill you, allowing your guides, your guardians, your higher dimensional help to hold you, love you, provide for you, and care for you. You're very brave, every single one of you. You're passing through a time of great transition, a time of great awakening, a time of great excitement, and sometimes a time of great challenges. Thank you, star beings. Today, I'm here to answer a question. Well, I'm here to ask a question, I should say. I received a question from a listener of Voices from the Stars. And of course, I want to remind you all that any one of you can send me a question that you would like to hear answered on the podcast just by emailing ask@voicesfromthestars.com. I'll put that link in the show notes, and the star beings would be happy to answer your questions. So this particular listener wanted to know whether it's possible to learn to do what I'm doing on this podcast, whether it's possible to learn to what some people call channel, which is okay as a term, but I prefer interdimensional communication because it's less mysterious and weird, you know? I mean, people have all sorts of associations with the term channel, although you hear it used more and more commonly these days. You know, it describes what you're doing. You're opening the flow of energy, and you're receiving it in the form of images, sound, words, sensations, physical sensations. It comes through as everything all at once. In this particular instance, what I'm doing is receiving both frequencies, sound frequencies that attune our energy fields, and also information and guidance. So this listener, Augustine, wanted to know if I could help him learn to receive his own messages, to receive his own guidance, to connect into non-physical beings, to the frequencies in which non-physical beings can communicate to us. It's not that we get stuck in their energy field or something like that, or we take their energy or they can take ours. It's just that when you raise your frequencies enough to vibrate in a similar high frequency state of consciousness, then you can hear what they're saying. Then they can communicate to you more clearly. You can receive more clearly because they communicate. But the question is, how much do we receive? So this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. This is one of my goals for Voices from the Stars, is to not just pass along what I receive, not just to be the intermediary, but to help people learn how to do their own communication so that they don't need an intermediary. I don't want people to be dependent on me or anyone else to know what their higher consciousness is saying to them, to be able to feel what it is to be one with the Source, and to know that you are receiving information, guidance, teaching. So I'm pretty sure the answer to Augustine's question is yes, but I don't really know how. And I want to hear what the star beings want to tell us about how human beings can learn to do this, how they can be taught, what's the methodology, and how should we proceed? So I'm just going to connect within a little more, because when I'm speaking to you from my Susan personality, that's my left brain that is communicating. And I need now to connect more fully with my right brain and allow to flow through whatever comes through for me. Okay, star beings, thank you for tuning my frequencies to hear you more clearly. I can feel the presence. One way you can know when you're connected is you feel this kind of like a chill go over your body. I call it the spiritual chills. Sometimes it raises all that hair on your arms. You know that feeling? That's a sign that you're connecting within. It's a sign also of affirmation if you want to know if you're hearing correctly. So star beings, what is the answer? Can we learn? Can anyone learn to do this, to communicate with non-physical beings, whether it's their own self, the source, their guides, star beings, consciousness in other, taking other forms that are non-human? It could even be through animals. You can communicate with any level of consciousness you choose at any time. You can communicate to trees, with trees. I used to do that. You can communicate with the consciousness of trees or mountains or rocks or streams or oceans, the consciousness of animals of any kind, the consciousness of birds. And beyond the physicality of Earth, you can communicate with any being you choose to communicate with and to receive information from. This is not to say that you open to communication from any being that wants to communicate with you. It is your choice with whom you have a conversation. Just as you don't allow just any human being to strike up a conversation with you. If it's someone you don't want to talk to, you do not talk to them. It's all the same. As above, so below. As within, so without. So why is it that we can all learn, but we don't know how? Communication is a basic right of every center of consciousness, individuated center of consciousness, meaning aspect of source that has formed its own sense of identity or individual ability to have individual experiences. Communication is how you connect with other individuated consciousnesses and how you coordinate and play together in the energies of all that is. We are here for this very purpose, you know. We are not here just to speak through Susan. We are here to teach and speak to and through all human beings, all beings in human form who choose to ask us, to accept us as inner guides. And by us, we don't mean only the specific beings now speaking to you with origins from the stars. We mean all higher consciousness beings who are ready and anxious and eager to speak with humanity in order to assist. There are so many volunteers at the higher levels of consciousness, the higher frequencies, waiting to be received. And all of you individuals now in human form have the inherent native ability, inborn ability, to connect with those that you choose to connect with. Those that you feel most guided toward, those you have the most passion to speak with and hear from, those will be the ones that are right for you. That desire, that passion, that feeling is what lets you know who you are, where your origins are, who is best able, equipped to support you through this human, in this human form, through this human experience. Okay, so star beings then, whoever is speaking to us now, I didn't ask for a name. I just know there's a group of you speaking with us now. What is the procedure? What do we do? Where do we start? Where do people start to learn? Where do I start to teach? You are already teaching through this podcast. The very first step for each human being who wishes to learn this skill, and it is a skill like any other, it requires practice, it requires learning. You start with a teacher, you start by reading, hearing, listening to others, and practicing what they say, and allowing them to assist you energetically with through contact with their energy field, remote contact or in-person contact, because your energy field is not yet prepared. It's not at the level of frequencies that allow you to do this communication. The whole process is just one of raising your frequencies. And they're showing me and making me feel it's like you're here on the earth and you're reaching up. You're just rising up into a column of white light, and that column is you. You are that column, and that column is you. And so are we all, including those who are not in human form right now. So we start by allowing others to help us to attune our energy frequencies and teaching us techniques for attuning our own. Is that right? Yes. 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 And how? What are those techniques? How do we do this? Where do we start? First, you learn to connect to yourself, your own higher self. When you can actually connect and feel, when you can consciously connect, we wish to say, you are connected. You can never be separated from that aspect of yourself, but you are very often not consciously aware of it, of the connection, of who you really are. You probably move back and forth between higher consciousness and everyday human consciousness. Your frequencies rise, your frequencies fall. This is perfectly normal. No human being is expected to stay at the highest frequencies of love and light all the time. Because if you were blissed out and floating above the earth and hanging out with us all the time, there would be no purpose in having a human body, a human form, a human life, and human relationships. You're here to experience the joys of Earth. To better experience joy, we suggest that you learn the skills necessary to rest in the safety, security, love, and light of your inner presence. Even when it's not where you're putting your attention, at a certain level of development, you are always in that level. You are always, those frequencies are always in your field. The higher you go, the higher you are, and the higher you get. Because energy attunes all the energy. High frequency energy attunes all the energy around it. Lower frequencies will automatically try to attune to a higher frequency. They will automatically rise in response to the presence of a frequency that is higher, but not so much higher that it's impossible to make that leap. A frequency very much higher may repel or create fear in the consciousness vibrating at a lower frequency. Sometimes this is the case. None of you are in a state of fear right now, we predict, because of course we're recording this in advance. We predict that as you listen to this, your frequencies are going higher and higher and higher. It is the very vibration of our voices as we speak through the consciousness and the energy field of Susan who bridges the gap between the human and the higher. This is what intermediaries do. They help you reach up into the higher, and one day you will not need any intermediary at all because you will already know. You will have the techniques to reach into the higher realms of your own consciousness and from there into the higher realms of all consciousness, whenever you choose. Okay, so that's like graduation. So how do we start to connect into our higher selves? You were saying we need to start by connecting into our own higher consciousness. before we try to communicate with others. It's not bad to try to communicate with others. You can hear angels, you can hear star beings, you can talk to those you choose. You can talk to them and you can learn to receive. You can listen. Meditation is the listening part. Prayer is the talking part. Prayer and meditation are two sides of a conversation. You don't have to call it prayer and you don't have to call it meditation. You can call it talking. You can speak. Call upon whatever beings of love and light you choose to communicate to, including those that are in physical form as animals or trees or mountains or oceans, including the star beings. We teach the particular frequencies of the star beings, and we teach them especially to the many thousands of beings on this earth right now from the stars currently in human form. We have a special project, a special purpose in this podcast and in the classes, the events, the services that we will be providing to you all if you choose to take part in them. So can you give us one? I'd like to leave people with one, something to start with, an example, a technique. What is the best? It depends, of course, on where you already are. If you've already been meditating for a while, you don't need the most basic exercise. But what star beings would you tell people? What kind of gift can we give them today to help them feel the reality of their own native inherent ability to speak, to receive, to hear, to feel? We recommend the heart as the place to start. What blocks most people from hearing, from receiving, are their fears, their doubts of them, about themselves, their emotions, their traumas, their pain, emotional pain, and physical pain also. So try this as a starting point. And it could be different for different people, but try this. This is almost universally effective. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Listen to the sound of our voice. Picture a white light. We're placing a white light right now in the middle of your forehead. See if you see some light. See if you feel some pressure. See if you feel more quiet, your thoughts quiet. And now you want to move that white light down like a little ball of white light. Just watch it go down through your throat. You can follow it with your hand if you choose. And go down till it settles in the middle of your chest. By this technique, we're moving your attention from your thoughts, of the thoughts of your mind, to the energetic presence of your heart, which corresponds to your right brain, really. It's your receiving mind, as opposed to your analytical mind. We'll talk about that at a time when it's time to explain. There's a place for explanation and intellectual understanding, and there's a place for experience. The two need to go together for the fastest, most effective success. So right now, we'll leave behind the questions of the left brain, the human mind. Settle down into the heart where that ball of white light is shining and brilliant and warm. You can place your hands in front of your chest, just lightly touching or not touching even, because the energy can flow more easily between your hands and your energy field, through your energy field, if you're not touching. So, see that ball of light. Feel that ball of light. And we're going to intensify that through using some energy frequencies that we're going to transmit to you right now. That light is your doorway into your higher self, and it is actually coming from your higher self and from the source, beyond your higher self is the source shining this light into you. This is your pathway. Alia koya, alia koya, alia koya, alika titititil manina little locator, the locator, locator, lakia, alikilikitititil wahia, tikala kilikia, karanikala kalikia, kia, kia, kia. We're taking out all the lower frequencies, any stuck protective energy that has been afraid to let go. Just for now, so you can feel yourself. This language, this energy flowing as light language, is a part of you as well. It's the language you speak, one of the languages that star beings speak in their higher dimensional life. Souls speak when they're not embodied. And these languages are part of what you develop the ability to speak. You don't learn them with your mind like you do a human language. You just tune into the frequencies, and when your frequencies are high enough and there are beings who wish to speak to you, the words start to come out of your mouth as light language and in your native language, whatever it is. Because when those words flow through you and you speak them, they resonate in your energy field and they attune your energy field. That's what they are for. That's why you speak the words out loud. And the singing tones are the strongest and fastest way to raise your field, your frequency. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, star beings. I wanted to ask you one quick question. Does this process have to take a long time? I mean, I spent decades learning this, or not learning, but developing, expanding into higher frequencies, learning to expand my frequencies and raise my frequencies and then receiving. It's been a long process, but now that the earth is in a higher frequency state and that you are so close, through your assistance and guidance, the attunements that you send us and the frequencies around us in which we live, and the natural, highly developed consciousness of those people currently in form, star beings currently in human form, is it possible that this process could go much faster? The learning, the development, the expansion. Alehoi adikikia. Consciousness is not a project. Consciousness is a state of being. You expand it, you develop it, you tune into it, and there is no end to your progress and no end to your development. It's a way of being. It is who you are. It's your native state, your natural state of being. So don't approach it as something you have to learn. Don't approach it as a course. It's your life. It's expanding the possibilities that you have in this life. Okay, thank you. So now I'm sending you all love and light and blessings. And I want to invite you all to connect with me either by asking a question, or if you'd like to chat with me for 20 minutes about your spiritual path, your growth, your progress, what kind of help you would like, what kind of services could help support you, what you would like to learn, then please go to Voices from the Stars or go to SusanRensberger.com. Those links are in the show notes. And click on the button that says Chat with Susan, and I will get back to you. There will be a few questions to answer about what your interests are, and then that form will get emailed to me and I will get in touch and we'll set up a time to talk. So wherever you are in this world, sending you lots of love and light. And I'm so grateful to you for giving me this opportunity to serve, to be heard. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Susan Rensberger in Capilla del Monte, Argentina, in front of the beautiful Cerro Uritorco. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.